introduce you to my next guest, Linda Lam. Music and faith run hand in hand for her. We like to celebrate faith on a Sunday morning. And I'm delighted to say that my next guest has a long tradition of making music. She began her career as a freelance photojournalist with the Manchester Evening News, but she's put down the camera and picked up the mic and has released rather special music. Linda is a British country singer and she joins us in the islands this morning. Hello, Linda, welcome.
Good morning, Matthew, and I'm sorry to all your listeners that have had cancelled events today, but I'm pleased to hear that there's a run for the motor neurone disease association, because that's what my husband died of, actually, motor neurone disease.
Yes, and that's a very personal experience for you. I mean, you started songwriting in your 70s, and that was a late start by any account, I would have thought, wouldn't it?
It was when David died, actually. I mean, anybody listening that is a carer knows how much you have to put into caring for someone to give them dignity and quality of life. And it's faith that actually kept me going with David. And yes, it was when he died, I looked at life in a different light altogether.
You've been writing music, though, I should say, for a very long time. You've had a very distinguished and long career, as you say, as a journalist, as a photographer and so on. But why did you decide this life-changing event in losing your husband should inspire you in this way?
Well, I looked at... I prayed. I thought long about it, and I decided that... The love I had was best spent with the time I had left on this earth, to do something that I thought would make a difference, really. And my talents really are in songwriting, and I thought this would be a way of communication.
And how did your faith play into all of this? Because obviously all of your life is underpinned by your Christian faith.
Well, for most of my life, but not all of my life, early on, I wasn't a practicing Christian. I've always had a faith, but as a practicing Christian, I've included my music in my church, the United Reformed Church in Marple Bridge, in Stockport, Cheshire, and I believe, as Mozart did, that music is God sent. Lots of people ask me what inspires me to write the music, and who am I inspired by? And I've got to say that the way I write music is what I'm sent. And I believe that is by God, that if I listen carefully and respond to what I hear, then that is what I write. And it's easy, I guess, but because I strongly believe it's because of my faith.
And did your faith always remain strong, even when your husband was clearly suffering with this terribly degenerative disease that is really very cruel, isn't it?
Very much so. It was stronger, so much stronger than I'd had before, because we both felt that God was with us through the journey, and we weren't afraid. And David was he smiled, and he went through it with such a positive attitude, because when he was first diagnosed, we had a little cry and we had a hug, and then we said, well, we're going to get through this. There's nothing we can do about it. He's going to die. But in a way, he felt that was a relief in some strange way. And we felt that I certainly felt that I was given that extra strength from God, and it did help me get through immensely.
Actually, having no control is sometimes a powerful tool, isn't it? It actually is a superpower. It gives you that freedom to do as you best.
Yes, I think certainly that's how David felt, and he was an absolute joy to be with throughout the whole journey, which was very challenging, I've got to say.
And how do you cope with the gap now?
Well, I remain alone, and I prefer that because I have the love that we had still in my heart, and of course I have my faith, and the music is my new love, so to speak.
Let's talk about your music. We've got the current single, Don't Put It On Me, but before that, I Will. I'm going to play both of those, but tell me about I Will.
Well, yes, before David developed motor neurone disease, we were courting, and he persuaded me to go for a walk one evening. It was Midsummer's Eve, actually, and I'd been working, and I was very, very tired. And he took me out up to a walk that we enjoy up in Mellor. Took me up to the cross. There's a 30-foot cross up high on the hill there where the churches together walk every Easter and have a service up there. And he literally pushed me up the last part of the hill. And there was a pink cardboard heart. And I said, oh, look at that. Isn't that wonderful? Someone's put a message on the cross. And when I got closer, it was a proposal. he'd actually been up previously and pinned that cardboard heart on the cross. And it was Linda Lamont, I love you, will you marry me? And then he got down on one knee. It absolutely took my breath away.
Replied, I will. And what about...
I replied...
Quite right.
Sorry?
You replied, I will, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, I did shortly afterwards, not straight away, because it literally took my breath away. Oh. And I thought, I don't deserve this man.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Don't Put It On Me. This is the new one. Tell me about this.
This is another one that was inspired by David, because when I was practicing my guitar, and as many musicians, as people listening will know, it's quite painful during the practicing period. And he used to make an excuse to walk out of the room, and I thought that he should have stayed, actually, and supported me. And so that's the title, Don't Put It On Me. You know, I love you and I support you, but, oh, you know, don't put it on me.
Off to the United Reformed Church this morning?
Yes, there's a service this morning at 10 o'clock.
Well, I won't delay you any longer. Linda, we'll play both those tracks now. Thank you so much for sharing your faith, your experience, and more importantly, your music on the programme with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Matthew. God bless.
And the same to you. Absolutely lovely to hear from a woman that started releasing music in her 70s and now her faith inspires her in that work. Linda Lamont.
Trust on days when run chaos or just fancy some company?
Darcy Kelly, weekdays from 2.
Good vibes, great tunes and...
So you want to be a star? As you strum on your guitar, whatever you think you are, don't put it on me. I guess I know what you are playing, and I hear what you are saying, but I keep on praying, don't put it on me.
The new single from Linda Lamont. Lovely to talk with her. She's off to church this morning at the United Reformed Church where she lives. And before that, I Will, the story of how she was proposed to by her late husband. He lived with motor neurone disease for many years and sadly died. And that ties in very nicely with our next item where we're talking about the work of the motor neurone charity in Guernsey. In spite of the inclement weather, the